ICE and OKX launch perpetual oil futures on Brent and WTI benchmarks. ICE Markets and OKX announce perpetual oil futures based on ICE's Brent and WTI benchmark prices, according to a CoinDesk post on X on May 23, 2026. The contracts give OKX's 120 million retail traders access to regulated energy product exposure without the expiry mechanics that govern standard futures. The launch lands during a soft tape across major crypto assets. As of May 23, 2026, BTC was trading at 75,152, down 2.8% on the day. ETH at 2369s, down 3.2%. And the Crypto Fear and Greed Index sat at 35, in fear territory. With spot crypto offering thin near-term catalysts, perpetuals on commodities expand the venue's product surface beyond token pairs. Perpetual oil contracts explain traditional oil futures expire monthly. Traders' rolling positions across contract months absorb basis costs, calendar spreads, and roll yield drag, and they have to physically manage the expiry. Perpetual contracts strip that out. They settle continuously against a reference price using a funding rate mechanism that pulls the perp toward the spot benchmark, the same mechanic that powers crypto perps on Binance, Bybit, and OKX itself. Pricing off ICE's Brent and WTI benchmarks is the key detail. ICE owns the Brent benchmark and runs one of the two dominant global oil futures complexes. Anchoring a perpetual to those reference prices means the contract carries a credible mark, not a thinly sourced index that can be gamed during stress. OKX's distribution, ICE's pricing. The split of work is straightforward. ICE supplies the benchmark and regulatory cover. OKX supplies the order book and the retail base. The exchange has roughly 120 million users globally, the vast majority of whom have never touched a CME or ICE futures account. Lowering the friction from open a futures brokerage account, learn calendar rolls, post initial margin to trade a perpetual the same way you trade BTC perps, widens the addressable trader pool meaningfully. For ICE, the deal is a distribution test. Legacy oil futures volumes are dominated by institutions, hedgers, and a thin tail of retail prop traders. Pushing the benchmark into a crypto venue is a low-cost way to reach a different demographic without building consumer infrastructure. The regulated wrapper question CoinDesk's post describes the contracts as regulated energy products. That phrasing matters because perpetual futures sit in a legal gray zone in much of the world. U.S. users cannot trade crypto perpetuals on the main OKX platform, and CFTC rules generally do not permit perpetual swaps for retail in the United States. ICE's licensing of its benchmark to a perpetual product does not by itself make those contracts available to U.S. retail. The likely structure is that the new perps are offered to OKX's international user base under whichever jurisdictional licenses OKX holds, with ICE's role limited to benchmark provision. Until OKX publishes the precise eligibility list and contract specifications, traders should treat region availability as an open question. Read across for crypto exchanges. If the product gets traction, expect Binance, Bybit, and BitJet to follow with their own commodity perpetuals. Crypto exchanges already run the deepest perpetual order books on the planet, and the same matching engine that prices a BTC perp can price an oil perp once you have a clean reference. The bottleneck has not been technology, but credible price sources and a regulatory wrapper. ICE just supplied both for this combination. The broader pattern is exchanges stretching beyond crypto pairs. Tokenized stocks crossed $1.6 billion in market cap earlier this month, and tokenized credit hit $1 billion in 185 days. Perpetual commodities is the same playbook applied to a different asset class. Take a TradFi instrument and wrap it in the trading mechanics crypto users already know. Implications for traders. 3 points worth flagging. The funding rate will set the all-in cost. Perpetuals tracking a TradFi benchmark need a funding mechanism that keeps the perp in line with spot. If OKX sets funding aggressively, holding directional positions across days or weeks will get expensive. Crypto perp funding can flip from positive to negative within hours during volatile sessions. Liquidity at launch will be thin. New perpetual products on crypto venues typically take weeks to build deep order books. slippage on size will be high until market makers commit capital, so size positions accordingly. Cross-margining is the question to watch. If OKX lets users post crypto collateral against oil positions, the product gets considerably more interesting for crypto-native traders who want energy exposure without converting to fiat. If it requires stablecoin or fiat margin only, the use case narrows to traditional commodity speculators looking for cheaper rails.